This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has said that for the first time the country's defence exports have crossed the 21,000 crore rupee mark in 2023-24. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the defence export has witnessed a spectacular growth of over 32% over the previous fiscal year. He said the Defence Ministry has taken several initiatives to spur India's defence manufacturing and exports. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India needs to become economically self-reliant in the next 10 years so that the nation is not impacted much by global factors. Speaking at the commemoration ceremony of 90 years of the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, in Mumbai today, the Prime Minister said the transformation of the Indian banking sector is a case study. He said the banking sector has become profitable and credit growth has been increasing due to the steps taken by his government and the RBI in the last decade. Addressing the gathering, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, during the COVID pandemic, the RBI adopted and deployed conventional and unconventional range of instruments to provide liquidity, promote growth and to ensure financial stability. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to the chief ministers of West Bengal, Assam and Manipur after the severe loss suffered due to a storm in these states. He assured them of all possible assistance. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said he is deeply concerned about the severe loss suffered due to the storm. He also extended condolences to the families of the deceased and prayed for the swift recovery of the injured. The oil marketing companies have reduced the prices of 19 kilogram commercial LPG cylinders across the country. The revised reduction in prices ranges from 30 to 32 rupees in different cities. In Delhi, a commercial cylinder will now cost around 1,764 rupees, which was earlier 1,795 rupees. Likewise, a commercial cylinder will cost 1,879 rupees in Kolkata, 1,717 in Mumbai, and 1,930 rupees in Chennai. A Delhi court today sent Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till the 15th of this month in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam. The AAP leader was arrested on the 21st of March by the Enforcement Directorate. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baweja of the Rouse Avenue Court passed the order after Chief Minister Kejriwal was produced in court on the expiry of his ED custody. Earlier on the 22nd of last month, the trial court remanded him to 6 days of ED custody, which was further extended by 4 days. The meeting of BJP's Election Manifesto Committee was today held at party headquarters in New Delhi. The committee deliberated upon the party's manifesto for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. It was the first meeting of the 27-member committee headed by senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh. Senior party leader and Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is the convener of the panel. On the other hand, the Congress's Central Election Committee was also held in New Delhi to decide the names of candidates for the Lok Sabha elections in Telangana. The BJP today knocked the doors of the Election Commission over senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's match-fixing allegations on the party with regard to the Lok Sabha polls. A BJP delegation led by senior party leader and Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri also brought to the notice of the Commission Mr. Gandhi's allegations of undermining Indian democracy as well as remarks related to EVM issue. Yesterday, while addressing an opposition rally at Ram Leela Ground in Delhi, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi had alleged that BJP cannot win the Lok Sabha polls without EVMs, match fixing and central agencies. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast enhanced rainfall and thunderstorm activity over northeast India till Thursday. Heavy rainfall and snowfall is likely to occur over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 2 to 3 days. The Weather Department also forecasts that 2 western disturbances are likely to affect the Himalayan region till the 5th of this month. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai at 7:30 this evening. Last evening, Delhi Capitals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 20 runs in Vishakhapatnam. And with that, we end this news bulletin.